say amen. 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 It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody come out of the house of the Lord. Hey, amen. We appreciate you. Good crowd for the weather to be like it is today. I know it's raining on the outside. Hey, amen. Kind of gloomy, but I'm glad the Lord's on our inside and brings joy to our heart. Amen. Let's remember all these prayer requests that's been mentioned the last couple of days. Others that got tests going on and things like this. It's been much in prayer for each and every one of them. Still remember Brother Ronnie, Sister Trish Brewer, and our prayers for them. I know the next few weeks is going to be really tough on them. And so y'all remember them and others the Lord knows all about. And so let's pray for each and every one of them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it this morning. Amen. Let's all stand. Go ahead, brother. Great. Amen. Let's remember both of these. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask his blessing upon the service today. Amen. We are meant to worship. Don't worry about the outside. Just worry about the inside. Have a good time in the Lord today. We leave saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother Mike Godfrey, will you ask the blessing?
Thank you. good to be here this morning. Ask the choir to help me out on the old rugged cross made the difference.
Amen.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope, walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched down. Just one touch, then a new life began. And the old rugged cross made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. And I will praise Him forever and ever. For the cross made the difference for me. Barren walls echoed harshness and anger. Little feet ran in terror to hide. But now those walls ring with love, warmth, and laughter, since the giver of life flew inside. And there's a room filled with sad, ashen faces, without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. But at the sight of a saint, there's rejoicing.
The cross made the difference for me. Bless them, dear Lord.
I love him this morning. I love everyone that's here. Y'all just pray for me. This life down here for me is so unsettled. When we have to say busy preparing my new home, and do they ask my Savior just when I'll be coming? But do they know it won't be very long, and I'll drop my
I love you, Lord. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You know, I love all the old songs that has been sung this morning. My Bible teaches me, man to born a woman, a few days and full of trouble. And I can realize that sometimes. But you know, I know there's one thing about it. We got a better place to look forward to go home to. This song here, I want you to listen to the words. Say this Spirit says, if I only knew where this had, where this going through, you'd understand a whole lot better. Listen to the words of this song. Bless you.
Yes,
you ask the Lord for
Bless him, Lord.
I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. And I thought about my mama living in that mansion.
Amen.
Walk in the streets of gold. Go to the pearly gate. Yeah. I thought about it.
Amen.
I got hope. If you ever marry anybody, watch your Lord on your side. Amen. I don't care, really care where we be. Right. I thank God that we know that we're saved and we're going home. Here they are, Brother Robbie. I hugged Robbie Amen. Nick and said, we're going to see him again.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter number 20, verse number 11, reading through verse number 20. John, chapter number 20, verse number 11, reading through verse number 20. Very familiar scripture that's read a lot of times around Easter season, but I'm glad it's just as good today as it was on Resurrection Sunday. Amen. John chapter number 20, verse number 11, reading through verse number 20. The Bible said, but Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping as she wept. She stooped down and looked in the sepulcher, verse number 12. The Bible said, and seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Look at verse number 13. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Verse number 14. The Bible said, and when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be a gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I'll take him away. Verse number 16. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Verse number 18. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples she had seen the Lord. And they had spoken these things unto her. Verse number 19. Then the same day at evening, meaning first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, the fear of the Jews, listen to this right here, came Jesus. I want you to remember that. And stood in the midst, and said unto them, peace be unto you. Verse number 20. And when he so said, he showed unto them his hands, his side. Then were disciples glad when they saw the Lord. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff, Lord, out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over, Lord, on a holy ground. God, I know, Lord, without a doubt today, God, we can't even walk, Lord, without holding your hand. Lord, I pray, God, just for the message for the hour, Lord, it will be a blessing to someone along life's way. Lord, I pray, God, that you give us the strength to do that. Lord, that you've called us to do, forgive us of our sins. Hide us behind the cross. Lord, and show us the way home. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on today, maybe on this right here, then came Jesus. Amen. Then came Jesus. Amen. I wonder in each one of our lives today, listen, as we think about our memories of the times that we were a child, until the time we became an adult, listen, until the time we had family, until the time we had grandkids, neighbor, I can tell you all about it, amen, but I wonder today, has there ever been a time when Jesus came in, amen, listen, I'm remembering, I forgot a lot of things, listen, but I've never forgotten the day, listen, or that afternoon, listen, in a place called Calvary. Listen, I went down a sinner man. I went down a beggar. I went down the hopeless. Listen, it looked like I was helpless. Listen, but then that day, neighbor Jesus came in. Amen. Listen, they sing that song. I never shall forget the day. Amen. I forget what day, preacher. I'll never forget the day when Jesus came in. I came into my life. life and came into my heart. And what a difference he's made to me. Amen. Listen, I thought about here today. Listen, Mary is gone. Listen, here to the tomb. Listen, the Bible says, and she says, I don't know where they've laid him. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know. Listen, what's happened to our Lord? The Bible said that Jesus began to reveal himself, neighbor, to Mary there at the tomb. Listen, the Bible said he began to tell her, Mary, don't touch me yet, for I've not yet ascended back to my Father. Amen. See, my friend, he still had my sin, your sins. Listen, upon him that day. Listen, the Bible said that Mary, listen, I could just see her. She's running down the street, neighbor, that day. Listen, running down to where the disciples was. And the Bible said the disciples were in the, probably in the inner room of the house with the doors locked. Listen, because they feared their lives for the Jews. Listen, they were feared they was going to be next to be crucified or beheaded. But I could see Mary as she's running down that road. Listen, tears coming down her face. Listen, trying to holler out, he's alive, he's alive. Listen, thank God he's alive. Listen, the Bible said it. Mary went to where Peter, James, and John, and listen, the other disciples were. And listen, I could hear her. And she began to knock on the door. Listen, the disciples probably said, here they are. And they're coming after us. And the Bible said that Mary came in. Listen to where they were that day. And listen, she said, hey, he's alive. Amen. Listen, neighbor. Listen, when I began to think of what the Bible said there. Listen, the Bible said, then all of a sudden, then came Jesus. Amen. Listen, he didn't open the door. He came through the door. Listen, that afternoon. Listen, neighbor. Amen. I'm telling you today. Listen, immediately at that moment. Listen, their doubt began to turn to faith. Listen today. Their defeat began to turn to victory. Listen, their discouragement began to turn to joy. Listen, all because then came Jesus. Listen, that's exactly what happens, neighbor, to my life and your life. Neighbor, when Jesus comes in, he turns defeat into victory. He turns disappointment into hope. He brings joy out of every situation and every surrounding. Listen, that's exactly what happens when Jesus comes in. Just like this morning, if he came walking through that wall, listen, it changed the way we're acting. I guarantee you that. Listen, that's exactly what happened to them that day. Listen, when Jesus comes in, he changes our circumstance. When Jesus comes in, he changes our surroundings. When Jesus comes in, he changes our destination. When Jesus comes in, he makes a difference in my life and your life today. The Bible said then Jesus came in. Thank God, there's a blind man one time sitting by the wayside begging, and he was hollering out to the Lord. And then Jesus came in. Amen. And he healed him of his sight. Listen, one day there was a lady with the issue of blood. I'd had it for 12 long years. And she had searched and searched and searched and went to every physician that she could find. Listen, one day Jesus came in. Listen, and he healed her. Listen, I'm telling you today, we've got to know that experience of the day that Jesus came in. I do remember that day. I listen, neighbor, today. I see my friend Jesus when he comes in. He changes our circumstance. Let's look at this. I listen, then came Jesus. I listen, I want to look at three things today. Number one being when. Number two being how. And number three being why. I listen, number one today we look. I neighbor, neighbor, then came Jesus. Amen. I listen. I just thought about old Lazarus over there. I listen before I get into this. The Bible said he'd already been dead for 4 days. I listen. Mary and him said he's already stinking. But what they didn't realize, that Jesus came in. Amen. Amen. That's exactly what he did. Neighbor, I was lost and on my way to hell. I'm a brother Mike Godfrey sitting on the next row out of the back pew that about on a Thursday night in an old-fashioned revival meeting. Jesus came in out of Jeff Hulsey's life. I see my friend. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Thank God. What a difference. When Jesus, he comes in, he changes everything. Bible said that there they were in the room, and then Jesus came in. Then Jesus came in. Let's look at number one today. Let's look at when he came. Let's look at when he came. See, my friend, today Jesus came in. Jesus came in when sin had been atoned for. He came in when sin had been atoned for. He had done went through the cross, by the cross. Amen. Through the tomb, in the tomb. Amen. To the lower parts of the earth. And he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And sin, he captured sin for my life and your life that we could still go free. Amen. Jesus, the Bible said, then Jesus came in. Then Jesus came in. When he came after the sin, much sin had been atoned for. Look at 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 24. Jesus came. See, my friend, that's exactly why he told Mary and Martha. See, my friend, he had already entered that place of paradise where the saints of old had already died. And they were just dwelling there. And he had already went through that place. He was just a visitant anyway. Amen. And he came back and he had my sins and your sins and the forgiveness of those sins upon him and that blood that was shed at Calvary. Listen, neighbor, today, that's why when Mary, she instantly seen him. What did she want to do? She wanted to run and grab him. She wanted to run and touch him. Just like, neighbor, today, when we get to heaven, we want to see our loved ones. Like Brother Junior was saying, I want to wrap my arms around them. I want to tell them I love them. Listen, neighbor, today, I know this old world, I won't even be a memory. Listen, neighbor, today, but that feeling of seeing them again, listen, that's exactly what Mary was going through. Listen, here he was, supposing him to be a gardener, but he cried out, Mary. She began to cry out, Rabboni, meaning master. She knew it was the Lord. Amen. She wanted to grab him. She wanted to hug him. But the Bible said that Jesus said, Mary, don't touch me yet. Don't touch me yet because I've not yet ascended to my Father. I've not yet ascended to my Father. But I tell you what I want you to do. He said, you go and you tell the brethren. You go tell them where they're over there at hiding. You go tell them you've seen the Lord. You go tell them you've seen him. Neighbor, today, see, he took my sin. And just like this right here. The Bible said he ascended up into heaven, and I believe he took my sin, and he knelt down at God, and I believe he said, God, listen, the sins of the world, they're upon me. I give them to you. Will you accept my blood as an atonement for their sins and the sins of the world? See, my friend, it has always been through the blood, and it's still the blood, and 10,000 more years, if this world is still standing, it's still the blood. But the Bible said that Jesus came in. Amen. When Jesus came in, look at 1 Peter. The Bible tells us exactly what he did. The Bible said, who his own self bare our sins He himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Jesus was not hung at Calvary. We sung that song, the old rugged cross. Jesus was not hung on the cross because of his sin. Jesus was not hung on the cross. He was not beat and mutilated and the crown of thorns placed upon his head and the whip upon his back because of anything. The only thing he was guilty of was loving you and I enough to die at Calvary. See, my friend, we see the effects when Jesus came. The Bible said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin. See, we were done deal. Without Jesus Christ, we have no hope. We have no hope. He said in his own body on the tree that we being dead to sin. Dead. We were dead. Sin would have reigned our mortal body. There'd have been no hope. It had not been for the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to this. That we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. When Jesus came. And then came Jesus. Then came Jesus. Oh, listen, what a difference he can make. In any circumstance, anything that we're facing, any valley we're in, any sin we're in, anything in our life that we need help, any circumstance that we may be facing, any mountain we may be climbing, any valley we may go to, allow Jesus to come in.
Amen.
Allow Jesus to come in. Allow Jesus to come in. Now, when the disciples were in the room, Jesus came through the wall or the door or something. The Bible said he just appeared.
Yeah.
He just appeared. But for Jesus to come in for you and I, we, Brother Dennis, we have to open our heart.
Amen.
We have to open our heart. It's like a door. You picture a door. And the doorknob is just on one side. And when the Lord, it's on your side, and it's on my side. He's standing. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, I'll come in. He'll do what? I'll come in. I'll come in. See, it's a difference when Jesus comes in. It's a difference. Boy, I'll tell you what. I've been in situations in my life, and just out of the blue, I knew Jesus just got here. Thank God. He just came in to my situation, to my surroundings, what I'm facing, what I'm struggling with. Oh, you can tell a difference when Jesus comes in. Amen. You ever seen people just their appearance? You could tell they were in the house. Their appearance, there was just something about them. That when they come in a room, it just makes a whole difference with the whole room. The whole room attitude changes, and the whole room, hey man, listen, changes. You ever been in a courtroom? Sure have. Stephanie has to go to court every day for one thing or another. She's got a list that long. No, she works there. Somebody's going to put that on Facebook. But you have been sitting there in a courtroom. You know, you're sitting there and you're talking. But when that judge walks in, man, it changes. It changes. Man, that's the way it is in our life. When we allow Jesus to come in, man, when he walks in, you take notice. You take notice. Like I preached, was it the other night I preached? Peter said, it was good for us to be here.
Amen.
Thank God. I know when Jesus comes in, when Jesus makes his presence known, you can hear him speak. You can feel him in your heart. You know that he made a difference. I'm telling you, Jesus came. Why? Because he had my sin, your sin. He took him to the cross. They've been nailed there. He took him to Calvary. And he rose again the third day that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. I don't care what the world says. It makes a difference when Jesus comes in. The Bible said, then came Jesus. Then came Jesus. He's my representative. He's my great physician. He's my King of Kings. And he's my Lord of Lords. See, he came after death had been defeated. See, because of Jesus, I don't have to die. Oh, preacher, everybody's going to die. I done died. Well, I didn't read about it in the paper. It wasn't in there. I didn't hear it on the radio. It wasn't on there either. But see, my friend, that day that Jesus came into my life, then it's when I died. You say, oh, but one day you'll be laying in a coffin. I may be, but I'm not dead. Oh, well, your pulse is not beating. They're beating faster than they've ever beat before. I guarantee you that. Hey, listen, neighbor, today, thank God, because of Jesus, the Bible said, oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? Thank God, because of Jesus coming in, he took the sting of death away from you and I today. Oh, then came Jesus. Then came Jesus. Martha said, I don't know where we laid him. I don't know where they laid him. Oh, my goodness. I love him. He was buried here. I don't know where he's at. Then the Bible said, then came Jesus. She goes running back to the disciples. He's alive. He's alive. There's some that's doubting it. There's some that's skeptical about it. There's some that just don't know. Then out of nowhere, Jesus came in. Then came Jesus. He just defeated death. He just defeated death. He came after death had been defeated. See, my friend, death couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. The grave could not contain him. The walls of the tomb couldn't hold him in. The stone that was placed at the door. And I want you to get this right. Neighbor, that stone was not rolled away for Jesus to come out. That stone was rolled away so you and I could look in and see the proof of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God, what a difference when Jesus comes in. Oh, I can't live it. You can't until you let Jesus come in. I've tried this life. I just can't do it. You can't till Jesus comes in. You got to allow Jesus to come in. Because we can try and try and try, but if we don't have Jesus living on the inside of us, he's a nature changer. The nature of man is to sin. The nature of man is to do the things and the laws and the things of the world. But when Jesus comes in, those things are no longer a desire. When Jesus came in, the grave couldn't bound him. When the atonement for my sin, when the atonement for my sin had been completed, when the atonement was took care of, it's just like going up to the car place and buying a new vehicle. You can drive it off the lot, Brother Cecil, but that vehicle is still not yours. You'll pay on it year after year after year, about 5 years now. Now, the last time I bought one, they wanted me to go 8. So I can't do that. I may not be here that long. But anyway, But when you make that last payment, when you make that last payment, in the mail will come, it'll come a title. And on that title, it now got you down. See, before I had a lien holder on, somebody else owned it. They just allowed you to have it.
Yeah.
And see, that's when Jesus came. See, when Jesus came, he had the atonement for my sin. As Lynn sings that song, he paid the debt. And guess what? It was paid in full. It was paid in full. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. I got just as much in heaven as Abraham's got. I've got just as much in heaven as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's got. I got just as much in heaven as any other righteous person may have. When Jesus came in. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. I got a man, good life. What'd Robbie do? Sang till 12? Listen to this. Number one, when. Number two, and I'll try to get to everybody one. Listen. We see how. Number one, I spend too much time on one. How? We see the doors were locked. The doors were locked, but yet he stood in their presence. He had already overcome every obstacle they were to overcome for you and I. He had done overcome the cross. He had done overcome death. He had done overcome the world. He had done overcome the enemies. He had done overcome those that say, crucify him, crucify him. We see, amen, listen, when he came, and now we see how he came. He came first as proof of the resurrection. Listen. When he left the inner part of the earth, and you can believe anything you want to believe, we all got a right to, but when he left the inner part of that earth, he could have ascended up to heaven with those old saints of God that day. He could have done it in a twinkling of an eye, and nobody ever knew it. They thought he was still over there. They thought he was still in the tomb. But he came because, and how, because he wanted us to see how he was the proof of the resurrected Savior. Thomas said, I just won't believe it unless I see it. He said, touch me here, touch me here. Matter of fact, let's just have a good meal together. We see him come in the proof of the resurrection. But I believe we see him come in the power of the Almighty God. I believe he was showing how great a God we serve. I believe he was showing how powerful and the atonement and the resurrection has on an individual's life. When Jesus Christ comes in, it makes a difference.
Amen.
I think he wanted to show you how powerful and almighty and all-knowing that he was. Number one, we see when he came, and then we see how he came. He came in the atonement of God himself.
Amen.
He came not to be crucified, but he didn't come as a crucified man. He came as a risen Savior.
Amen.
And thank God one day after a while, he'll be crowned King of Kings on that great coronation day. And thank God I'll be there in the midst. Thank God. Ain't you glad that day? There'll be a glad reunion day. One day after a while, when we all get to glory and we all get to heaven, and it all started because Jesus came in. He came in as the proof of the resurrection and the proof of his power. Then number three, let's go on just right here. We see the why. Why did the risen Savior come? I believe he come back to give us three gifts. I believe he wanted to show us some things and give us three things that go with this number three. Number one, I believe that he came back. Why? For the pardon of my sin.
Amen.
Look at what the Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 8 and verse number 3. My sins have not just been forgiven, they've been pardoned.
Amen.
That word pardon, it is no, and it's never happened. It's no longer on the books. It's no longer on the books. Listen, we do background checks where we work at for the coaches or anybody that works for us. I mean, whether they're being the concession stand or picking up garbage, I do a background check on them. And there's things that come up. I listen, they were on those background checks, Brother James, that people did 30 and 40 years ago. And you know what? People will do me that way today, and they'll do you that way. Yeah. They don't forget.
Right.
They don't forget. I remember, you know, you tell somebody, old Ricky Hulsey goes to my church, they want to tell me how the old Ricky Hulsey used to be.
Yeah.
I want to tell them how the new Ricky Hulsey is.
Amen.
So that's the way people will do you.
Yeah.
But see, my friend, when he took the atonement of my sins and he cast them into the depths of the sea, he put a no fishing sign. He said, you can't go there.
Amen.
You can't go there. See, he came for the pardon of my sins. And when I stand at Calvary, he will not see me. He'll see the blood of his Savior and the forgiveness of my sins.
Amen.
See, then Jesus came in. Then Jesus comes in. See, he comes in everywhere we go. When we stand at the judgment seat, I'm glad Jesus is going to come in.
Amen.
He's going to do you know him today. Has he ever come into your life? Look at what he says here in Romans 8 and 3. He said, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, but God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. A man that knew no sin became sin, that sin could be atoned for at a place called Calvary.
Amen.
See, my friend, he came, why? For the pardon of our sin. Then, can I just say B of part three? Because when I start numbering, y'all get worried. B of part three. I believe he came back to give us that peace. Martha and them thought he had died, and somebody had got his body, and they didn't know what was going on. They were all tore up about it. But I believe he comes that we can have that peace, that assurance. Like Junior stated a while ago, oh, how sad.
Amen.
To bury a loved one and put them in the ground and think, well, that's it. That's the end. You couldn't live with that. I couldn't live with that. But Jesus came, and he came again that we can have that peace to know that death can't hold us. The grave can't contain us. The Bible says that one day after a while, those graves are going to burst open. Amen. Thank God. It don't matter. Even those that are buried at sea, even those that their ashes are scattered everywhere, God knows exactly where they're at. He knows exactly where we're at. And one day after a while, we'll unite with him in the clouds to be for him forever and forever. See, it makes a big difference when Jesus comes in. He came for the pardon of our sins, and he came to give us that peace. But I believe he came to see his presence in all of God's glory. I believe that when he came back and he appeared to them disciples, I believe they seen him in all of God's glory. It makes a difference when Jesus came in. Makes a difference when Jesus comes in. Has he ever came into your life? Do you remember that? We sing that song, I Remember the Day When the Lord Saved Me. Amen. Do you remember the day that Jesus came in? Now, I don't know if it was raining. I don't know what the date was. I don't know what the time was. But I've never got over getting over Jesus coming into my life.
Amen.
And you won't either. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. I wonder, the Bible said, Mary went back. She went back to where the disciples was. They were hiding in fear of their life. She went back and said, he's alive. They didn't know whether to take Mary's word for it. They thought she may have been hallucinating. They thought, well, maybe she just don't know. It may have been a gardener, maybe the appearance. But when Jesus came in, their fear turned to victory. Their doubt turned to faith. But, hey, I'm going to tell you something else they did. I guarantee you. You know that door that was locked for the fear of the Jews? I believe they went over and unlocked that thing and opened it wide open and said, we could care less what you want to do. Amen. Why? Because Jesus just came in. Jesus just came in. What a difference he can make. As we stand together this morning. Today, when Jesus came in. Come while he waits for you.